Tanner Pearson joins us now, tableside. What's going on, man? How are you?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Well, when you kind of juxtapose the start of the season into what happened at the end, does that just go to show that life in the NHL can change so fast from beginning to end?
Yeah, it's obviously the year wasn't the way I drew it up by any means, but definitely the way it finished was pretty good, and it gets me excited for next year.
Well, it's also one of those things that even when you were in LA and you guys had success, you played about 15 minutes a game roughly or so, still considered a core player, but now you're here in Van and it's like you might get an opportunity, at least you have so far, that's unlike anything you've had in the NHL.
Yeah, it's over my years, I think my average has been 15 and a half probably. But here came in, first couple games were like that, then started feeling comfortable, and you know, I think they started feeling comfortable with me too, and you know, the minutes started going up, and you know, the one game I played 21. I think the last time I played that, it was a double overtime playoff game, so which was, you know, five periods, which is a bit different, but it was I definitely enjoyed it and enjoyed the responsibility that I was put into.
You get the chance here to maybe show you can be the player that you ultimately, like, you really reach your full potential here in Vancouver. Does it feel like this is the spot that could happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously I was given the opportunity to play, and I was given a bit of freedom to kind of, you know, feel it out, and for them to feel me out too. So it definitely worked out. And obviously playing with Bo and Louie there for a good amount of time at the end of the year, and helps out a lot playing with the same guys over and over. And you know, we did pretty well.
Speaking of Bo, last week you mentioned that you guys live maybe just an hour away from each other in Ontario, where I'm assuming you'll go back in the offseason. So are there plans to meet up, practice, train, and continue to build on that budding friendship and chemistry there?
I don't know. It's I think we both got busy summers. I got the kid on the way, and he's getting married.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then so we're both going to have our hands tied up, but no, I'm sure we will for sure see each other throughout the summer, whether it's, you know, a golf game or something like that, or skates when it gets later in the summer, and you need to start ramping it up. So I'm sure we will, just at what point, we don't know yet.
You've been in a few different locker rooms this season, and certainly in the years past when you were with the Kings. What stands out to you when you arrive here in Vancouver and you meet the group here, the guys here, and how you finish the season? What stands out to you that makes it a little bit different and maybe a bit more fun for you at this point?
Yeah, it's everywhere I've played, I've kind of been a younger guy, and I step into this room, and I'm one of the older guys, and it's a different place to be, and it's definitely a fun one. Obviously, it's fun coming to the rink with all these young guys. They're happy to be here. They want to win. They want to play hockey, and they just want to have fun, and they bring a lot of excitement to the room, and it was definitely a refresher.
Well, you had a chance coming up through with the LA Kings, and you guys obviously had success winning a Stanley Cup and everything. And then you see guys like Pettersson, you mentioned Bo Horvat, Brock Besser, Quinn Hughes comes at the end. And I'm not trying to say compare them to guys with the Kings, but guys who have that next level skill, and you get to see that every day. Like, how impressive are those three guys and what they can become?
Yeah, they're pretty good, obviously. Bess has been a really good goal scorer his years, and you know, Petey comes in the league this year and lights it up, and you know, with Q back there, obviously just got a sample size of what he can do, but you know, he definitely moves up the ice well and sees it well, and he's going to be exciting to watch over an 82 game span. You know, but the good thing is those guys got you know, good heads on their shoulders, and they want to win, and I think that's most important.
Well, players always know, right? Because about the skill level of other guys, and also when you watch other teams around the league, and there's been a few years of Van where it was pretty clear they were going through that transition phase even before you got. What were you kind of looking forward to or expecting out of this group when you first came over, and what was maybe different when you actually did join them?
Yeah, I think coming over, obviously I played most of them for over the years and being in the same division. So kind of knew, you know, what they kind of played like or how everyone played type stuff. And, you know, it was a kind of game that I felt like my game could fit in well with. And it was good to get here and meet the guys. And I first got here and we're on the road. So I think that was nice where I could, meet everyone. It's not like you're home and everyone's, with their families or whatnot. You got to be hanging as a team on the road. So that was a good part to break the ice with everyone. And but yeah, everyone's been here has been great. It's been awesome being here so far.
You play for some demanding coaches, Daryl being one of them, obviously, and Sullivan too. He can be a bit fiery. What's it like playing for Travis Green?
Yeah, it's every coach kind of has their own, persona per se. Obviously, Daryl. Everyone knows how he is. But I think Greener may have a bit of that in him. When you respect the coach and he respects you back, I think it makes things easier. And being the older guy on the team and maybe talking to him a bit more than a young guy probably would. But he's good so far. I like him. I think he has a good grasp on things too.
Talking with Tanner Pearson here exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Sat and John, it is the playbook. And Tanner, you were the hottest Canuck down the stretch. As Sat was mentioning, 9 goals to finish the year like that. And, it was the same stretch where a guy like Petey, for all the opportunities that he had, I'm sure he would have loved to score a few more. He had a really nice one-timer. But does that come with just more experience in the league? When in the second half, like he mentioned it, guys are zoning in on him. They're scouting him a lot heavily. And for you, you've been in the league for a number of years now. So maybe you just learned to power through it. Or what does it take to maybe get away from some of that tight checking down the stretch?
No, I mean, I think he's in a different class, obviously. He's when you put up that many points for what was it, 60 games until I got here. And it's down the stretch, top teams are going to be playing their top guys against here and getting ready for, the next, playoffs and getting ready to play those top guys. So they probably keyed on him in a bit. Obviously, it's a good learning curve. He was still doing, he still had his shots. They just, weren't going in per se. And that happens. And, for him, you just got to keep shooting the puck. That's what I found that I had to do too.
On a personal level, last time you played the Kings here, you scored the shootout winner, which I'm sure must feel still pretty good. I know you scored against them earlier when you were with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But also a special night because your friend and former teammate Dustin Brown celebrates that milestone achievement. So how nice was that for in a fitting way for you to have been involved in the game in a night like that?
Yeah, that's that'll be my going joke with him. I'll always be on his game sheet for his most games played.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, it's that's an accomplishment. A big one. And Brownie is an unbelievable guy. I looked up to him for so long, and he's definitely a really, really good friend. We had a lot of good laughs, and for that to happen in that game, obviously it's probably not how he wanted it to have, because I think in his 1,000th game he scored the OT winner too,
right?
So he had his chances, but I'll take that one.
One of the really cool things about Dustin Brown, too, is how he found that fountain of youth the past couple of years. Like, struggled a little bit. I don't know, his role was also different and kind of changed the last couple of years, but what does that kind of say about him and how, if you keep working at your game, you can always reinvent yourself?
Yeah, obviously, it was a tough couple of years there for him. Then the new overhaul came in with Blakey and Johnny as the coach, and I think maybe kind of gave him a bit of life, and he puts up, 20-plus goals last year, and I think he has 20-plus this year again. So being, 34, and doing that after, he kind of had a lull there, it's impressive, and it's something that I think a lot of guys can look to, and, even how my year went this year, and, obviously, I've talked to him over the year, and he's helped out too.
Well, it seems like you found your game in Vancouver. 9 goals, 19
yeah.
games. He is Tanner Pearson. Well, thanks for joining us, Tableside. Best of luck this
offseason.
We look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you.
Hopefully his team takes the next step.
Yeah.
Congrats again on the upcoming job. That's awesome.